Have you ever wondered what makes you, you? One Indiana University School of Medicine professor tackles that question in a book that examines the way genetics and other forces shape our lives. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside talked to him about what he found.
Bill Sullivan's new book, Pleased to Meet Me, explores the way genes and environment shape our lives. He talked with us about the book and what he found out while researching it. Why did you decide to write a book on this topic?
I wanted to understand why some people overeat, why some people are violent, why some are so smart, and why some seem happy all the time. Our personality and actions are under the influence of hidden forces, genes, epigenetics, microbes, and our subconscious, many of which we have little to no control over.
You say it's not just our genes that influence who we are, it's also environment. What is epigenetics?
Everyone's born with their complement of chromosomes and the genes that they're going to be born with. But what is happening while the baby is in the womb is that those genes are being tweaked at an epigenetic level. And this is largely dictated by the environment that mom finds herself in.
You talk about the effects of environment being passed down. How far back can that go?
There was a hunger famine in World War II that took place when the Germans blockaded the Netherlands. Now, mothers who were starved during their pregnancy had children who grew up with higher rates of obesity and diabetes. Their genome was epigenetically programmed to survive in a famine by maximizing calorie extraction from food. But there's no famine today, and the tweaks that were made to their genome are causing obesity.
In light of recent events, I feel like I have to ask, what can this kind of research tell us about violent behavior?
There's good evidence that, say, mutations in a gene called MAOA, which manages brain chemistry, and other genes have also been linked to a higher risk of violent behavior. Epigenetics is another part. Poor socioeconomic conditions or child abuse alters the expression of genes that control the ability to manage stress. So these biological explanations are not get-out-of-jail-free cards, but they are important reminders that, at least in some cases, the perpetrator may not be in full control of his or her actions. Criminal behavior has a biological explanation, and if we figure it out, we might be able to do something about it.
How can we as a society use this research?
Yeah, the trauma seems to echo through multiple generations, and unfortunately, and we're seeing this played out in situations around the world today, and we are setting up potentially multiple generations through epigenetics to be predisposed to very undesirable traits and behaviors because we're not taking care of children.
Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.